Hare Krishna, greetings from Vrindavan. Om Jnana Timurandasya, Nananjana Shalakaya, Taksur and Mulatam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Maha, Vanshakalpa Kuru Vrishta, Kripa Shindu Braye Vicha, Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnade Vyo Namo Nama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You want to be part of this? One second. Okay. So it's been a whirlwind tour. And again, I apologize that I haven't been able to get my regular classes. We're also in transition between two books in both classes. So basically, for the next maybe one or two sessions, I should be, the group is leaving tomorrow or the next day. I'll just give you a little bit of our realizations, and the tour has now been in Vrindavan. And it's gone from the pilgrimage vacation. It's gone from vacation to pilgrimage. It never was a vacation. But I gave the students a mantra for the pilgrimage, Chare Bratani Hari Toshanani. And when you're on pilgrimage, it's a focus on God, for God's pleasure. And that's what a focus on God means. That's the essence of bhakti. The essence of bhakti is the consciousness of pleasing God. And that's generally done through the spiritual master, Vaishnavas, shifting our consciousness in that way. So pilgrimage is an opportunity to, it's kind of a facility to practice that generally on a higher level that we're able to do in our ordinary lives. And I've always made that point, and I probably have heard it 100 times, times of the day for Krishna, times of the month for Krishna, times of the year, and times of the life. And times of the year are called pilgrimage or yatras. Of course, in the practice of bhakti, and you know, our bhakti is not just our sadhana. Our bhakti is consciousness of pleasing Krishna throughout our life, whatever that entails, even material duties that are responsibilities. If that consciousness is there, seeing things through the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, and we're committed to moving ourselves in that direction, that's actually the liberated platform. And again, in Prabhupada's genius and Prabhupada's brilliance, he was able to hone in and focus on the foundational points. And it's not just ABC. These points have depth, and they go to unlimited depth. Sambandh, again, is a simple principle. Understand the relationship between God, matter, and spirit. And that's the essence. Understanding that essence is the essence of understanding our relationship with Krishna. But you have to go to that, in unlimited depth, and that's what makes someone a guru. That's what makes someone a Vaishnava. That's what makes someone a teacher. If they have that understanding. If they don't have that understanding, I am not the body, and I am not God, and that God is not matter. If they don't have that understanding, no matter how much they know, they can't have a realization of Krishna, and they can't have a realization of one's relationship with Krishna. So pilgrimage is actually a journey to find yourself. By that intense focus and feeling the shakti or potency of that focus, We should feel that potency even if we sit and chant our rounds, if we are doing yoga. And yoga means we control the mind. And if we attempt to control the mind and attempt to focus around Krishna, there's a certain potency that comes. And that potency clarifies our consciousness. When it clarifies our consciousness, that's also a bit scary. I will. Hello. Come here. When it clarifies our consciousness, that's also a bit, not scary, but clarity of vision can be frightening. Because clarity of vision can actually expose our lack of responsibility. Or clarity of vision. Just sit down for a second. Clarity of vision can also expose what our responsibilities are. When one chants the holy name properly, Chaitodarpanam Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, it could be an explosion in the consciousness. What's the explosion to eliminate the static in the mind of the different thoughts and desires of selfishness to give us a clear enough mind to see ourselves. That's why it's sometimes said that in Vrindavan, it's like holding up a mirror to the false ego. Because you can clearly distinguish the two. And then you can confront your inauthenticity as you act on the material platform. So pilgrimage is a very, very powerful thing. And it kind of starts out sometimes by Krishna's mercy that you're in paradise, that the whole world is moving according to your desires. You're in the association of the most loving people. You're an association of people at their best who are in a dependent and vulnerable situation because they're in a new environment. And, you know, it brings people to their best, and you get an association of people who already have Sukriti. Yesterday in Barsana, we went to see Ramesh Babi, such a wonderful sadhu and saint. And we went into his room. He's kind of laying on it. He's a real, they used to call him, I think, Kopan Baba, because all he would wear is his Kopans. But you know, he was on a lazy boy chair, kind of laying back with a sheet because he's sick. He has to lay in that way. And so someone asked him, you know, how did you come to Vrindavan or when did you first? He asked him that. When did you first hear about Radha? Yeah, and he said, how did you come? And he said, it's Radha's mercy. He said, Brahma cannot come to Varsana. This cannot come to Varsana. So how do you get to Varsana? It's only, what to speak of ourselves, how did we qualify? It's only Varsana. And I look at all those people. They are special. They were sitting at the feet of a pure devotee in Varsana on Mankutir. It's their mercy. It's mercy. It's mercy. So you're with very special people. Krishna assembles a very special group of people. And, you know, to be searching for some spirituality and very soft-hearted, generally. And so it's a great pilgrimage. And the Echo Retreat in Govardhan is like paradise. Just living in a self-sustainable and, you know, thing where a full life of the whole life is integrity and then coming to Jayapur and seeing the level of devotion of a whole city who have spontaneous devotion. They Mangalartik is their joy in that city. There's 1,000-2,000 people in Mangalartik. It's no joke. And then coming to Vrindavan and going to the flower fields and eating the Brijbasi rotis, the absolute ultimate best food in the world. and no one will deny that. With the sadhana. But then I told people, Prabhupada said, 3 days or 3 years. Because, what I understand Prabhupada meant is that you come for a short time, you can maintain that focus on service. You can't stay here if you're in the egotistical mood, if you set a personal agenda. It just goes against the grain. So then, I said, okay, now 3 days is up. It goes from vacation to pilgrimage. And pilgrimage means purification. We've got a little purification here, the people. But, you know, the joy is realizations. And it's not always easy to get realizations. Krishna has to move you out of the box. Anyway, yesterday went with Raghunath's group and Kastuba's group. And with Lila Vilasini. One of the most unforgettable characters for a lot of these ladies. Where did she come from? And the Bridge Basi ladies and the whole thing and going up to Barsana. And we also had audience with Srila Radhanath Swami at the end and watched their eye camp. It's very interesting. And people live in villages. If they get cataracts, they go blind. They don't know what's going on. They you know, people haven't been to the dentist in 50 years. You know, it's just a... So they do 4,000 operations a year, and people who are completely blind all of a sudden see Budge, see Vrindavan. It's a very beautiful thing. Anyway, it was a beautiful thing, going to Barsana, so sweet, so beautiful, in that mood of Radha. And I guess today is one of our last days. Last day, I'm sitting right before me is Lisa from Boston, beaming. Her smile is touching each ear. And same with Avi, is sitting here in an absolute state of high ecstasy. And it's great. The two groups, kind of, Raghunath came from Puri, we came from Jaipur, and we met, and so, and today we'll go to Radhakund, which is, it kind of worked out. The weather has been absolutely miserable. It's usually quite pleasant at this time. But when I was at Barsana, and then the sun came out, such a relief. The sun just came out. It was so warm, you could wear a t-shirt. And I said, if I was God, the weather would have been like this every single day. So you want me in control, you want Krishna in control. I don't know why people pick Krishna, because all he gave them was absolutely miserable weather. But, you know, we make so many conditions for our happiness based on, you know, controlling the environment. When happiness is an internal thing, and sometimes a cloud can move the consciousness in a better way than the sun. Because if you think for a second in Vrindavan that you're the enjoyer, if you think for a second in Vrindavan you're the enjoyer, you are moving the wrong way. So we went up to the Sri Ji Mandir, we did kirtan, then proceeded out the back, and then went to Don Bihari Temple. And, just enjoy the atmosphere. We'll go to Radhakund. somehow we wanted to go to Radha Kund early, but Krishna wouldn't let us. People were not qualified yet to go to Radha Kund. This whole group, every single one of them, I gave them a choice. Do you like to go on full Govardhan Parikram? We can do half. Or any of you want to go to the Bharatpur Bird Sanctuary, which is beautiful. And not everyone wanted to go full around the whole Govardhan Hill, 14 miles, 22 kilometers, with Vishwambar chanting kirtan the whole way. And it's a joy to see people coming from, so a lot of them knew. So a lot of them came from my bhakti class in Yoga Maya. I was pretty happy about that. And we didn't go to Radha Kund the next day, but it was pouring rain. Pouring rain. I just never seen it in the winter raining like this. So we go to Radha Kund today. And I do it in a particular way because the process of bhakti is doomed as soon as you think you're qualified. Because when you think you're qualified, then it qualifies what you're qualified for. Because it means you've earned something. And if you've earned something, then how great can it be? How great can it be? Once you go to Radha Kund and think I've attained or achieved Radha Kund, then you haven't achieved Radha Kund. You achieve Naraka Kund, the lake of hell. Prabhupada said. Bhaktisiddhanta said, therefore don't live in Radha Kund. And therefore don't live in Radha Kund. Because that chance will be that you'll think, I've achieved the highest. And with that comes pride. And with pride comes a cloud of consciousness that doesn't allow you to see the center, doesn't allow you to see God. So I'm very cautious about Radha Kund. Where so the way we enter is we enter by the holy name. Actually, when we were with Ramesh Baba, it was a very interesting thing. Someone asked him, is there any service we can do with you? He said, March 1st. He said, from Vrindavan to Delhi to march on Parliament, there'll be a kirtan party of 200,000 Vaishnavas. 200,000 Vaishnavas. And he said that, you know, even though they won the court case, the politicians have to, you know, they want to release the water that's being diverted to Haryana and want to bring the Jamuna back to Vrindavan because it's only a couple of 2% Jamuna water practically. It's all sewage now. So he's fought this campaign to bring the Jamuna back to Vrindavan. And 200,000 Vaishnavas. And he said, the politicians say it is impossible. Right? He said, but by the holy name, it is possible. I love that. Faith in the holy name. 200,000 Vaishnavas petitioning Krishna. What can politicians do to bring the Jamuna to Vrindavan? And he described that for 30 years he fought the miners who were trying to destroy the mountains of Vrindavan. 30 years, so much corruption in government, paying millions of dollars to so many politicians. And then he decided that there would be a fast until death. and they went out to Combubon to confront the miners. It's an incredible story. And he said, after 12 hours, they brought the government to their knees. and they won. They won against all these powerful. And he said, because he said they were 12-year-old Brijbasi girls that were ready to fast to death. He said Krishna could not tolerate it. And of course, I know one lady that went there who's a Muslim lady, brilliant lady, a Muslim boy. She grew up in Sarajevo, yeah, in Bosnia, and they run the siege. And her parents had to put her in the trunk of a car to get her out of her home to survive, you know, so they wouldn't be killed. And then she And then she got up and spoke. A Muslim girl got up and spoke from Bosnia, got up and spoke. I mean, you try to go in there like at 8:30 and get the first batch of oatmeal. And tell anybody else, just go in there right at the beginning. If our group goes out there in the beginning, they can catch some oatmeal or something. They order complicated things. It'll take a long time. But that's the way to do it. Otherwise, if they're going to wait online, just get fruit and get some other things. You know, whatever they want to do. But, okay, so what? So, then she got up and spoke. This girl got up and spoke in such a heartfelt way. When I was home in Bosnia, I lost my home, he said, and now I've adopted Vrindavan as my home. And then she was crying, she said, and again, my home is being destroyed, talking about the miners. It caused a big uproar, this Muslim girl from a foreign country, and then again, my land is being destroyed. And then Ramesh Baba, who took a vow of silence, he said, give me the mic. He said, this is the first time in my life I'm breaking my vow to speak. And he began to speak. And after 12 hours, they succumbed. So it was a great thing to see that determination, that spirituality of faith in the name. And it'll be online that March, on March 1st. You'll be able to follow it online. And I asked all the devotees there, why just 200,000 around the world, the Vaishnavas should be chanting the petition that the Jamuna comes back to Vrindavan. So anyway, just nice, simple saying, few words. So it's been a little bit hectic. It might save it here, but and then more people will come. And to see so many people from Hudson and the area where I live, to see the influence of a Vaishnav influence when it's not sectarian, when it's inclusive. You can have faith in your own allegiance. I do. I have strong faith in how Prabhupada represented the tradition and the fact that he is the one who is representing the tradition very powerfully. But sectarianism is when you ascribe value simply to allegiance. Because someone belongs to this group, they're better than another person who belongs to another group, or the other person may have more substance. Or because you have faith in your group to believe they can flow against you, doesn't flow anyplace else. Or even to restrict your ability to see the qualities of others, even if they you know, do I have the wrong spirituality, the wrong conceptions and ideas? But seeing how successful, how many people I saw from Hudson, where we live, this one lady was a doctor, the head of the main yoga studio was there. One lady's husband owns a liquor store on Warren Street. And yeah, I just see such a variety of people, some hardcore guy from Albany, some guy who, I don't know what he does, but he owns some kind of like an estate out. I'm sure about 5, 6, 7, 8 people just from the Hudson area. So, okay. One second, I'll be right with you. Anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Brajrade.
Brajrade, Hare Krishna. Good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, we'll see you all soon. Coming back in a month. Henry, you're on Wednesday. Are you still out in Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm in the Honolulu rush hour traffic right now.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Okay. Okay.
It was a great class.
See you soon. Yeah, you know, I saw people from Washington here. Amazing. There's a yoga studio, Booty B or something like that. I did a program there. I think you dropped me off there or something. So the owner's there, you know. Everyone's here. Okay, anybody else like to say hello? Any questions, Gail?
Hi, Fisher.
Yeah, Gail?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's your question?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying Hare Krishna.
It was
okay, funny.
Great.
You called my name before I said anything.
Well, I kind of feel, you know, like I have a little more time, but not, you know, it's just been hectic. I'm going to, you know, it's just blissful, though, I mean. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, you can all take early rest tonight. Hare Krishna.